This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Parliament has passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026, with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The bill was passed by the Lok Sabha on Wednesday. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. To ensure the expeditious disposal of cases, the legislation mandates that every state government and Union Territory Administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. Replying to the discussion on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Personnel and PMO Dr. Jitendra Singh said, "This issue touches every citizen of India and has stake with every citizen of this country." He said that the National Education Policy 2020 has been the biggest game-changer over the last decade. Moving the bill in the House, Dr. Singh reiterated the Modi government's resolve of zero tolerance towards malpractices and paper leaks of public examinations.
Prime Minister Modi ji lost no time to declare that nobody will be allowed to jeopardize the future of our children. And hence, this legislation, which seeks to make amendments in 2024 Act in order to make it more stringent, more deterrent, is being brought in. If there are any suggestions for improvement, I'll be taking note of it. This bill is a reaffirmation of the government's highest commitment to safeguard the welfare of the students and youth of this country.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said government is continuously taking one step after another to build a trustworthy examination system. In a video message on social media, Mr. Modi said, "For the past several decades, every state government and the central government have faced the problem of paper leaks, and this has put the future of students at risk."
दोनों सदनों ने कठोर प्रावधानों वाले इस बिल को पास कर दिया है. अब विश्वस्त परीक्षा पद्धति की दिशा में जाने में एक महत्वपूर्ण काम पूर्ण हुआ है. काम आगे भी चलता रहेगा. हम ऐसी परिस्थितियों को लंबे समय तक नहीं चलने देंगे. इस विश्वास के साथ साथियों, आइए हम सब मिलकर के विकसित भारत के स्वप्न को पूर्ण करने के लिए कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर के चले.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar said that the passing of the Public Examination Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 by both houses is a step forward towards ensuring the integrity, transparency and credibility of the public examination system. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jayashankar stated that the bill provides for time-bound investigations, special public prosecutors, special fast-track courts and an expedited appellate mechanism. This will further strengthen the legal framework to prevent use of unfair means in public examinations. In Jammu and Kashmir, authorities have ordered complete suspension of traffic on Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH44 today to facilitate slope stabilization and restoration works on the vulnerable Udhampur-Chinani stretch near Ladha, Samroli. An order on the road closure was issued by the Additional District Magistrate Udhampur following a request from the Project Director, National Highways Authority of India, PIU Ramban. Continuous rainfall since July 18th has triggered repeated landslides, mudslides and falling debris along the affected hillside, posing a serious threat to commuters and restoration workers. The nation pays homage to revolutionary freedom fighter Shahid Udham Bhagat Singh. Shahid Udham Singh, on his 87th Martyrdom Day today. Belonging to Gadar Party and Hindustan Socialist Republic Association, Udham Singh assassinated Michael O'Dwyer, former Lieutenant Governor of British Punjab, on the 13th of March 1940 to take revenge of the 1919 Jallianwala Bagh massacre in Amritsar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah have paid tribute to the immortal martyr Udham Singh on his martyrdom day. Indian equity benchmark indices opened on a positive note today, supported by gains in financials, pharma and auto stocks amid positive global cues. Sensex opened at 77,998, up 70.51 points or 0.09% when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.